All right, now, Tanya, the Missouri Department of Transportation has presented a draft of a long-range transportation plan. Why don't you just start out by explaining to me a little bit about what this is and why it is done in Missouri?
Okay. It's actually done everywhere around the United States. Every state is asked to put together a 20-year long-range transportation plan, and they revolve about every 5 years. So we haven't done one for 5 years, and now it's time for us to renew our commitment to the Federal Highway Department and put together a 20-year plan. And the 20-year plan basically is what do Missourians want to see in their transportation network, how they get to school, how they get to work, how do they get to the doctor, do they want different modes of transportation, do they want roads and bridges fixed, what do they want? So we've been out talking with the Missourians. That's what our Missouri on the Move focus is about, and that's for us to create this 20-year plan. And it's not just what MoDOT wants, but it's what Missourians want. And so we're trying to make sure we capture all those comments in that 20-year plan.
All right. And I believe this draft was just released last week, and they're accepting comments, correct?
That is correct. We have actually been out to all 114 counties around the state. We have about 11,000 comments currently that we've encapsulated into our plan. But this is kind of our coming back out to say, did we get it right? Have we got everybody's input? Here's a chance to make sure that you go through and read. Did we put down what you said correctly? Or if you didn't get a chance to comment, here's your chance to get those comments into us about what you'd like to see. And we have copies of the plan available at the Chillicothe office, at our St. Joe office. But you can go on the website to MissouriOnTheMove.org and go in and actually make comments there about what you see, anything that's written in there, or if you have specific needs that you'd like to post, or specific projects that you want, that sort of thing, you can go in and put all those comments on that website.
The comment period ends in less than 45 days. If there's a lot of input put in, how likely is it that major changes will be made to this plan?
Well, it is possible. Right now, our guiding focus has been four main principles that have come out, and that's based on all these 11,000 comments that we've received around the state. For the most part, most people want us to keep the transportation system that we have and maintain it. They want to keep all travelers safe, so any kind of safety methods that we can continue doing, whether, you know, some people like the rumble stripes, some don't. We have the guard cable and guard rail that we use. You know, all different kinds of safety components that we can do. Put in the shoulders on the two-lane roads that we don't have the shoulders. And then the third component is to invest in projects that spur economic growth and create jobs. That's when we partner with cities and communities, like we're partnering with the city of Chillicothe to put the Route V bridge. And the city really wanted to see that project get done, and so they came to us with some money. So we're matching to help make sure that project gets done. And then the fourth goal is to give Missourians better transportation choices. And that one's, you know, hit or miss. In the urban areas, it's really popular to talk about high-speed rail and transit. In the rural areas, it's not as common. People don't walk on the sidewalks a lot, and they don't always use the ports. But they are things that we need to support, and we need to make sure those people are at least having a chance to get their voices heard. Because if we do activate and use the ports more, and we can get crops to them efficiently and effectively, that's fewer trucks that are on the roads putting, you know, ruts in the roads. There are folks that use the OAT system, and the OAT system receives funds from us in the transit category. So even in the rural area, it is something that we need to help make sure that we're taking care of and getting those people to their doctor's appointments and their shopping needs they needed to get taken care of. For example, OATS used to run like 5 days a week, and now a lot of places one or 2 days a week. Is that enough? Are we serving those people effectively? And then, you know, there's just different components, other types of aviation or rail projects like the railroad bridge in Chillicothe. So those are the four components. They could potentially change if people make comments and there's something else they want us to look at besides that. But because those categories are fairly broad, I would imagine that probably whatever else comes in might fit underneath one of those, but you never know.